One day, Major Colfox looked up at Colmar's Hill, as I'm looking up at it now, and decided it wasn't quite the right shape. It wasn't quite steep enough or tall enough. And so that day he went out to his estate workers, his farmers and foresters, and asked them, or rather told them, to each take a bucket, fill it with soil from the fields, and take it up to the top of the hill and to lay it on the top just to make it a little bit bigger and turn it into a perfect peak. Of course, they did what they're told from the Lord of the Manor, and they each took a bucket onto the top. But what the Major should have known, and living at the time, of course, was J.S. Udall collecting his folklore, he probably would have told him that Colmar's Hill then, as it is now, is a place that's favoured by the fairies, the Spriggans and Sprites, and in particular Colpexes. They like to go there on particular times of year, May Day's Eve, Midsummer's Night, and they like to play their fairy music and count their treasures and do their dances. Well, they didn't take kindly to having this sudden deposition of soil of someone interfering with a fairy place. And that night, as Major Colfox went to sleep, he woke very early in the morning. His eyes wide awake, and his mind was filled with a sudden, insistent urge that he should get up and go for a walk down the holloway. Well, he didn't know quite why he should do such a thing, but it was such a strong mental message. He did, in fact, get dressed in the dark, lift the latch of the door, and step out into the holloway. And at first, he knew familiar lanes, even in the dark, but soon he found his feet had taken him on a twisted, turning route through the labyrinthine holloways, deeper and darker into the land, and he knew by that stage that he was being pixie-led, taken astray, taken on a journey as a revenge by the fairies, and he wondered whether he'd ever get out of this labyrinth of darkness and whether he'd be lost there forever. But eventually, as the morning was dawning, he saw the light just cresting above Colmar's Hill. He found his way, scrambled out of the holloway. He fell back into his bed, slept through the morning, but when he woke in the afternoon, he knew in his mind he must make amends, he must pay his respect to the fairies, and so, with his own hands, rather than using servants and estate workers, he began to dig holes, and he planted 9 pine trees on the top of the hill, just to make Colmar's Hill an even more special, sacred place that the fairies would take favour with the way that he was treating them, that would have the little sheltered place and they would take pity on him. He took off his hat and he raised their name and he invoked their forgiveness, and back he went, and sure enough things went well for him, and the estate is still going well, blessed by the fairies as it is.